We know how it began.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan.
But 9 years into the war in Afghanistan, who knows how it will end? Ask a vet.
Hey, how are you? This is Steve Husong out in California. Here's what I'm saying. How long have we been on the South North Korean border? How long have we been in Bosnia? How long have we been in places that we have decided to take in the past? It never ends. It will never end.
One vet's view, but Operation Enduring Freedom endures. It has been fought against no superpower, no regional alliance. Our enemy in Afghanistan doesn't even constitute a nation.
9 years into Afghanistan, talking with the Taliban, and other milestones in America's longest war, and President Obama's biggest challenge.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry back once again. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you very much. A very special program here on The Takeaway on Thursday, October 7th, the ninth anniversary of the beginning of conflict in Afghanistan between U.S. forces.
Almost a decade.
Exactly right. Joining us now is Gideon Rose, author of How Wars End and the new editor of Foreign Affairs Magazine. Good morning, Gideon. You'll be with us all hour. Thanks so much for that.
Thanks.
Are we seeing glimpses of the end with reports on these Taliban talks and, of course, the military situation?
You know, it's always possible, but I really would doubt it, frankly.
And that's because there's no certainty as to what the scenario even is coming into focus, or are we in a stalemate?
Well, it's both. We don't know exactly what's happening with these talks. And also, although Afghan factions often switch sides and end wars that way, they usually do so to side with the winner. And the reports that are coming out about why this is taking place don't ring true with that story. It's not like the tide is turned significantly against the Taliban and they're peeling off to bandwagon with the winner. And so I would be a little skeptical that they've actually given up. I don't think they think they're beaten.
Well, we're going to talk more about those talks in just a moment. Your book, How Wars End, will it need a new chapter if this war ever does come to an end in Afghanistan?
Well, I touch on Afghanistan in the conclusion, but certainly the second edition and later editions will have a longer discussion.
We don't know how that war will end. Gideon Rose, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment. All hour, Afghanistan on The Takeaway.
In the meantime, though, let's get a check on other top news stories this morning. NATO says 8 insurgents have been killed, including a senior Taliban official after an airstrike and raid in northwest Pakistan. The leader, identified as Malawi Jawadullah, was accused of organizing deadly ambushes, roadside bomb attacks, and abductions. He was killed along with 7 other members of the Taliban. NATO says Jawadullah was linked to the recent death of 10 Afghan national police officers.
The U.S., meanwhile, is apologizing to Pakistan nearly a week after an American missile strike killed at least 2 Pakistani soldiers and wounded 3 others. The U.S. ambassador to Pakistan is acknowledging 2 Afghanistan-based helicopters entered Pakistan, quote, several times and mistakenly fired at a military post. After the strike, Pakistan shut down a key border crossing used by NATO. It's the first civilian trial of a Guantanamo Bay detainee, but it's been delayed. A key witness was barred from testifying yesterday because investigators learned of his existence through coercive questioning. Prosecutors are deciding whether to appeal the judge's decision.
And the FBI has announced the indictments of nearly 100 Puerto Rican police officers and dozens of others on drug trafficking charges. Attorney General Eric Holder says the investigation is the largest police corruption case in FBI history.
New report finds $162 million in stimulus money is unaccounted for on the government's economic recovery website, and that toxic waste spill in Hungary has finally reached the Danube River this morning. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures flat. The Dow gets underway at 10,967. The S&P starts at 1,159, and the Nasdaq opens at 2380. Later on in the hour, we'll discuss what an exit strategy from Afghanistan may require from our military and our government.
But in the meantime, we're wondering, what do you think? 9 years into the war in Afghanistan, are we seeing glimpses of the end, or is it never ending? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.